National attention this week is focused on the attack on pedestrians and bikers in Lower Manhattan. But Tuesday also marked 1 month since the Las Vegas shooting, and lots of unanswered questions remain.
We located numerous firearms within the room that he occupied.
There's no manifesto and no clear reason of why he did what he did.
We're angry, we're grieving, we're confused, people are hurting.
There is still very little known about what motivated gunman Stephen Paddock. The shooting at a country music festival left 58 people dead and hundreds injured. Meanwhile, as the investigation goes on, there's been almost no legislative response from Congress in Washington. Congresswoman Dina Titus is a Democrat representing Nevada's 1st congressional district in Las Vegas. She joins me now. Congresswoman, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thank you for having me.
What do you now know about the motivations or planning of Stephen Paddock that led to this shooting? Has there been any new information that investigators have shared with you?
Not really. I'm not sure we'll ever know his real motives. There's no indication it was ideologically driven, that it was affiliated with any international group. We know it was very meticulously and deliberately planned. The investigation has gone from an international one when they were looking for his girlfriend in Asia down to something much more narrowly defined. So we'll get more information about the incident, but I doubt we'll ever really understand the motivation.
Well, Congresswoman, are you dissatisfied with the pace and the breadth of the investigation? Or do you have a sense that maybe there isn't much to know, that maybe he truly told no one about his plans and just hid it?
Well, I have to say that our law enforcement locally, working with the FBI, is being very careful. They want to get all the details, and I think they're doing a good job. Better to be a little bit longer and later than to rush to judgment and have to correct something down the road. I feel for the victims because they want to know why this happened. And also just the general public, when it can be somebody who's your next door neighbor that nobody suspects or knows anything about, then that makes you a little more scared in everyday life.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Congresswoman, there has been basically no legislative response coming from Congress. That might not be much of a surprise. This is a body that didn't respond legislatively after Newtown or other disastrous shootings. What are lawmakers saying about the climate? In particular, what are your Republican colleagues who I know you talk to saying to you?
Well, right after the incident, of course, there was a lot of flurry and there was a moment of silence on the floor and there was talk about banning bump stocks. Then Speaker Ryan started to back off of that and said, well, maybe we should leave it to the ATF to regulate bump stocks. Well, the ATF has said under existing law, they don't have that authority. So we have moved from banning bump stocks to taking a different direction with a bipartisan bill giving the ATF that authority under the bill that was passed, the National Firearms Act, way back in 1934.
You've introduced that bill. It's bipartisan. You and I and many listeners, Congresswoman, know that a bill introduced is not a bill passed or a bill signed. What are the prospects, and what are the prospects for the NRA or other lobbying groups working to kill it?
Well, the NRA is definitely working to kill it. They feel like anything that looks at gun violence is a violation of the Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner myself, and I don't feel that way. This is just sensible. It's reasonable. It uses existing law. But they are certainly against it, and they will pressure the Republicans like they always do. You know, they just hope they can wait you out, we'll forget about it, the news cycle will change, and we'll move on to the next incident where we have another moment of silence and nothing gets accomplished. I think, though, nationally, we've got to be reaching a tipping point. If you look at polls, people across the country, even in Nevada, which is the Wild West, support background checks. And at that concert, there were 22,000 people, and all of those people are connected with families and friends, so more and more people are starting to say to the NRA, this is unacceptable. You've got to take some kind of action.
Congresswoman, let's go back to your hometown. Let's go back to Las Vegas in the moment we have left. How is Las Vegas doing? I wonder if people in town feel in some ways like the country has moved on while they still remain with the pieces of this awful tragedy. How are they feeling?
Well, we'll never be the same, but we're strong, we're resilient, we're healing. I say to the rest of the country, if you want to help us heal, don't cancel your trip. You know, Las Vegas came together as a community like never before, and then the worst of circumstances. People tend to think of us as just Disney World for adults, but it's true that we are real people. We go to real schools, real churches. We give blood, and if you saw the doctors and nurses and first responders and just silent heroes, it was pretty amazing.
And that's what people in Las Vegas need now. They need tourists. They need us to come spend a dollar in the casino or at the show.
Well, that's right. That's how we keep going forward. We've got to be sure, though, we never forget the victims. And there are some who are still in the hospital who are very, very seriously injured, whose lives will be changed forever. We don't want to forget them. But we are gathering a lot of money. A lot of donations have been made to a victims fund, in addition to all the blood that was given, the food drives, just an incredible outpouring of generosity from the people of Las Vegas. So
yes.
Come help us.
Congresswoman Dina Titus, Democrat of the 1st District in Las Vegas. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.